One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Okay, left and right, adjust size.
Don't you wish you could do that in real life?
Don't you wish?
Don't adjust you wish? Size.
Don't you? Do you wish?
I wish. Okay, I have so much to say about that.
All right.
No,
let's
save
go.
It. No, no, babe, literally.
Okay.
Babe, literally, save it.
No, let's save it for the pod.
No, babe, save it.
Let's save it for the pod.
I literally have so much to say about that. Babe, save it.
I was referring to
I have so much to say. Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a wonderful guest with us today, Courtney Miller.
Hi. Couldn't keep it together for 10 seconds.
Court just had an outburst of laughter, and we will not explain why.
We will explain later. Perchance.
Maybe.
No, okay. Okay, for the record, this is all recorded, by the way. I made a joke. About size. I was like, I have so much to say about that. But I meant about my boobs.
Oh, yeah, okay. About... Sure.
Okay, let's give the full context.
Sure.
Guys, later in this episode, we're going to be doing some tongue twisters from our teleprompter, which we have. And fun fact, when we use the teleprompter, we use an Xbox controller to move up and down on the teleprompter.
So cool.
It's so fun.
And if you move the stick left and right, it adjusts the size of the text on screen. And Courtney then turns to both of us and goes, don't you wish you could do that in real life? adjust size. And then Amanda's like, yeah. And then you said, I have a lot to say about that.
Yeah. And then we both looked at you.
And then we and I looked inward.
You looked inward and everything went inward.
Oh. Whoa.
And that's Smosh Mouth for you guys.
Welcome to Smosh Mouth. We don't mess around over here.
No, clearly.
No, hosting a podcast, it's crazy stuff, which brings us to Courtney. Courtney, you have a podcast.
I do.
Oh my God. Are you labeling it as a podcast?
It's, yeah, I mean, it's a show.
It's because a show.
There is so much.
And
that
a podcast.
We talk a lot about the internet. So this show that I have is called URL. It just came out when we're recording this week. And yeah, it's called URL because it's talking about our identity, which a URL, if you didn't know, I actually used to know what it stood for. It's like uniform,
yeah, what does it stand for?
But it's basically the ID of a website.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about how websites, computer stuff, online stuff makes up our identity so much. Mm-hmm. And so we watch TikToks together. I get to look at my guests' For You pages, and we talk about internet lore and what makes us us.
It's so good because I watched you and Angela's episode, and I was getting very nostalgic over all the Tumblr conversation because I would write a blog on Tumblr, and I tried to search for it. I can't find it anymore.
Oh,
but I would write a full blog on Tumblr. It was like my thing with pictures of everything. But I didn't know you could message on Tumblr.
Yes, you can.
Like, I know you, like, got broken up with on Tumblr. No spoilers. If you haven't watched the first episode, there's probably might be a second one that's coming out as this comes out, but it's on the Smosh-alike channel. It is so good. The set is so good.
It's,
I don't know.
It's such a sick set.
It like tickles my brain.
The fact that they got one of those classic Macs is
awesome. Oh my God.
Awesome.
The best. Remember
Thank
you got
you
to choose the color of the back of the Mac?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay, yeah, so stay tuned. I think that'll be our third episode that comes out with Grace Helbig.
Oh my God.
Which is incredible. It's so cool to sit down with such a legend, and she's so funny. Thank you. I was hoping that the set would be like a brain scratching nostalgic Y2K vibe.
I love the colors. It gives
me
like sleepover vibes, but also like cool girl office vibes. And like, you know, the telephone that was like, you could see through the telephone.
Yes,
you could see
have one.
Yeah.
Guys, our art department's incredible.
I love it.
They really went hard with that set.
They did not hold back. They surprise us every time. It's incredible. We were talking about boobs.
Okay.
No, you were talking about boobs.
So what you were talking about with adjusting size is boobs.
I don't.
So you wish if you
Okay, mm-hmm. I just have this running thing that it's so frustrating. Why I can tell my brain can just tell my lungs to breathe, right? Why can't my brain tell my boobs to grow more? Oh my God. More.
This is so... this feels very nostalgic. I never experienced this because they just kept growing, and I was like, "Stop!"
See, like, can your brain
literally
chemistry
please
hop on
stop?
Over?
You know, there's this movie Now and Then. You guys probably don't know.
I love that movie. Oh, the tape, the girl
Christina
tapes
Ricci.
Her down.
Is it Christina Ricci?
What movie are you
it's
talking about?
It's not Christina
now
Ricci.
And then.
Oh,
Now and Then.
Is it Christina Ricci?
Have you not seen Now and Then?
Okay.
Oh, you're going to have a night where she's going to show you, honey. And she wraps her boobs twice because she's like, doesn't want the attention. And I'm like, that was me. That was literally me.
It was her with duct tape.
And then I stopped and I was like, nah. And now I love it. It's great. But yeah. So I guess if you want this, you, like,
I'm so sorry I brought it back up. I'm so sorry.
No,
I think
it's hilarious.
Great. But yeah, I'm so excited to get you guys on that show eventually. And yeah, it's a show, but it is on Spotify. So if you want to listen to it as a podcast, you can do that too.
Good pivot.
Thanks.
That was really good.
Yeah.
You guys were cooking on that show for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a secret for like 9 months.
It's crazy how long ago we started discussing it. Because it's a big change because it switches over from Anthony Padilla channel to Smosh Alike.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And yours is the first show. So I think they, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You're leading that channel now.
Yeah. In the past, like a big change like that, I feel like wouldn't be met with such a positive response that it did get. Like everyone seemed really excited. People thought the name was cool. We were like, oh boy, are they going to like the name? Are they going to like Smosh Alike?
I love the name.
We literally.
It's really nice.
I say we just because I was like in the room, but I have nothing to do with that process. I would like pitch stupid ideas, but like we thought for so long what to call the channel and Smosh Alike was one of the first, and then we tried to think for so long, and they were like, why are we overthinking this? It's
do you have one that was, like, a close contender?
We were, like, talking about Smosh, like, because press, you know, it's in Press Alike.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, like, oh, well, this is kind of, like, YouTube journalism, or it's as close as Smosh has gotten to YouTube journalism, mm-hmm. but, like, press felt like it was really sequestering us into one area, and that's why we like Smosh Alike, because it's, like, it doesn't make us bogged down to one thing, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think there was anything really cool. I think we had like a bunch of random weird ones.
I pitched a Smosh for Men.
Ew, you're gross.
Smosh for Men?
Everything
you
about
know, like,
you.
You know, like Smosh for Men?
Smosh for Men?
Smosh for Men. And it looks like a razor company like logo
yeah, like,
title.
What is this even?
Oh, yeah.
Smosh for Men. And it's only you guys on the channel.
Dude,
no one
just
would
doing
watch
dude
it.
Shit.
Incredible.
What is dude shit?
I don't actually know. No, I was saying this recently. How when you add for men at the end of any product, it's so funny. Anything is funny.
It's so bad.
It's like, oh, shampoo for men. It's just, but these things exist, right?
They do exist.
Like,
yeah.
Dude wipes exist. It's just like wipes for men. It's like, what makes them different?
It's just another marketing thing to like be like, oh, I have to get this thing. It's like,
I love it. Every time I see it, I laugh.
Shampoo for men.
Shampoo for men. Biscuits for men.
What do those look like?
I don't know. That's
socks
what's funny.
Socks for men.
Socks for men.
Huge biscuits.
Huge biscuits.
Massive biscuits.
The biscuits shaped like a rack.
Yeah. Big, which we wish you.
No, I didn't say that. Please do that. Boop, boop.
We
no.
wish
boop, 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 boop,
you
boop,
could
boop.
Just get there.
That is not. I will not go there.
Had to bring it back because that's what I do. I like to torture Shane whenever I can.
They create that, and you see guys in the corner just like moving the controller, just like, whoa!
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 Where's it gonna fit? Oh, where's it gonna fit? My pants are gonna work. Damn it.
Oh. My pants are gonna work. Pants for men.
Big ones.
Big pants.
Jesus Christ. We're awful human beings.
Oh my God. Okay.
He's crying.
Chance's been crying all day.
And we just recorded the Try Not to Laugh episode with Chance before
crying
this, and
for
I was
men.
Crying in that.
Crying for men.
Crying
oh my God.
For men. Movies for men.
Movies for men?
It's so... Okay, what? This I can't believe people search this and fall for this, because saying something for men, it sounds like you are inadequate to have a thing that is not for you. Like,
exactly.
It's not that it's emasculating, but it's like, oh, like, it sounds like, oh, you're not quite tall enough for this roller coaster, but here's this one for you. Yeah. Like, that's how it sounds in my head.
That's true. Movies for men, like, what would that be? You, like, with a dog with, like, a military outfit on? Like, I don't know.
Seatbelts for men.
No, shit, like, when it is like shampoo and conditioner for men, that's where I really laugh. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure
it's just the same
shit.
Pretty
sure it's the same stuff. It's just labeled differently.
That's probably because you guys have more dandruff. That's probably why they do it for you. We're
more messed up. Oh, God. Also, tactical. If you add tactical before stuff, it's really
funny. Oh, my God. It's like, oh, yeah.
Tactical shampoo.
Oh, my gosh. I only buy at the grocery store tactical tampons. That's all I buy.
Oh, my God.
They have
a full strap that goes.
They have.
And you're like this. You're like foom.
Yeah. If I fall out of a plane, I open my legs.
The technical shampoo is a fucking parachute.
It's only when you're fucking skydiving or like rolling in the ground can you wear these tampons.
Rolling in the ground. Oh my God.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. Shane, you got a little something on your face.
I got something on my face?
Yeah. What? You should go see a doctor.
I need to see a doctor?
Yes.
About what's on my face?
Your mustache.
Oh, boy. Well, if I need to go see a doctor, I think I know what to do. Should I do ZocDoc?
You should do ZocDoc, obviously. It's so easy. It's so simple. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment.
That is true, and I have used ZocDoc, and I was amazed at how simple it was. You know, I had delayed making a doctor's appointment for so long, and a lot of that was because I thought it was just going to be too complicated to do, but ZocDoc streamlines it. I was amazed at how simple it was, how fast and easy it was. I could see appointments in the next 24 to 72 hours even. I was able to book an appointment right away with a doctor under my insurance. It was awesome.
Yeah. If I needed a doctor, I would definitely use ZocDoc. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth.
Back to the show.
Okay. Let's go.
I hope we can use that. Can we please use that take? Can we please?
Anyways,
you're URL. You're a host of a show now.
Yeah,
The creator of this episode, I kind of partially thought of because you were talking about like, oh, I want to like be more clear with my speaking and stuff.
Yeah, when we did, media training recently, I was like, I want to get better at like how to talk good. Like enunciating.
Talking for men.
God. And it's just this.
Nice.
Hey.
All right. Yeah, I'm listening.
So we thought it'd be fun to do some tongue twisters.
Yeah.
To practice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, to really help you speak good is tongue twisters. That's a perfect way to practice.
Absolutely.
Flex those tongue muscles that I can't just make my brain make my tongue better.
Adjusting this to make my tongue bigger.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. Don't say
you
anything.
You nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. And also, I don't think I've done a tongue twister like Sally sells seashells by the
you
seashore.
You weren't doing those back when you worked on the news channel?
I did.
Oh, you were.
When I did what channel?
News. When you were doing news.
When you were doing news channel.
We didn't do tongue twisters.
Wait.
You didn't do like warm up like,
Oh, we no, I never warmed
you
up like that.
New York.
No, she would go.
Brown cow.
She would go,
yeah, you
Mexican
doing that.
Salsa. Yes.
Yes, that's Mexican exactly what I was doing. Salsa, yes. Mexican salsa. Yes.
So you just would get on camera and you just start speaking.
Well, remember that I did a tape. I was never an actual.
Oh.
But you know what I used to do is run the teleprompter. That was
you
one of
were
my
running
side
the teleprompter.
Gigs. Uh-huh.
Did you have a controller?
Whoa.
I had, it was very fucking old school. It was Channel 7. I had a big thing, but I had to sit in the booth with the editor, the director, like everyone while they were watching it there. And I was the teleprompter. And let me tell you, I had a very important job because if I fucked up the teleprompter, I fucked
There was no news it. That day.
No, literally. And the anchors were like, they couldn't continue. Whoa. Improv was not their strong suit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
At all. They were like, they would, and then they would go, if I was going too slow.
Oh, God.
And they'd be like,
I couldn't. I would
And the director would be like, what the fuck are you doing? Go! I would get yelled at constantly.
I never thought about a local news channel director. Like, yes. they have a director, so they have
direct
someone.
They direct the whole show.
Wow.
They direct the whole segment. So they look it over. It's in this thing, this program called Avid. They look it over, and they literally look at all the segments, and they move them to, like, be fun segments, and then they put the entertainment spot, and then the sports spot, and then if but the thing is all the writers are writing as the news report's going,
right?
Wow. So they're actively putting it in, and then they're up there and they're going cam 1 cam 2 cam 1 cam 3, can we cut, can we swipe to cam 4 cam 1 cam 2.
Whoa.
That's what they're doing the whole time.
I can't imagine.
And they have their shit and they're ready, but they will yell at the teleprompter because I had one little turny thing, not an Xbox, and if I fucking turned it just a little bit fucked up, it went a little too fast, and then I had to scroll back, and the anchors, they were like,
"Well, would you ever have to sneeze?"
I have sneezed.
Wow,
yes.
Wow.
And they made fun of me a lot because they said my sneeze sounded very sexual.
What?
I'd be like, achoo! And they were like, "Jesus Christ!"
All these men in a dark room.
No, there was women too. It was mainly the editor woman. She was like, "My God. Your sneeze sounds like sex."
Oh my God.
She was like this big
the
older
was,
woman.
Was fucking Sarah Kreis.
Oh, people who work in news are Sarah Kreis adjacent.
Really?
Like they are, they're
oh,
all
it's,
the
it's
same
a
world.
Mean, like I don't mean this necessarily as an insult, but it's a mean industry of like, there is no nonsense.
And they're night people. They're all, they've all been up all night long. Millions cups of coffee. They're just same jeans and boots.
Oh.
Like I don't. Their going out outfit is the jeans and boots with like a different blouse.
That is an industry that I've never had any desire to be in. I would not survive.
But it's so
at all.
So fun. It's so
really.
I mean, I think I said this, but the Celtics player Rajon Rondo. What's his name?
Rajon
Rondo. His sister Diamond was. She worked with me too.
Oh wow.
And she was like, what is this fucking place?
Wow.
And I was like, I know news sounds sparkly, but inside.
Oh, it's. That's the same with every, like any thing you're watching on TV, it, in real life, it is not what
not
you think it is.
Not sparkly at all.
Like working on TV, it's like, it's the inside of a Home Depot that you're basically working
yes,
in. That's what a studio looks like and smells like. And it's just a bunch of dudes running around. I mean, it's the grip guys. Like
it's literally grip guys.
And it's chaos. And it's people are, they're going to be short with you. They're going to be blunt with you.
Uh-huh.
It's not nice.
And they're old school.
Yeah.
There's people who've been working in that industry for over 30 years. And same with the news. They are old school.
I've always been so captivated by the news voice and like the cadence and tone and like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder like what the logic
is. It's specific.
I know. So I learned that back in like the 20s and stuff. You know how it's like they used to talk like this.
Yeah.
It was because on the radio, low voices would not pick up
in the
old school radio.
Oh.
So they would on purpose. It's not like people sounded like that back then. On the radio, they would do that so that it would go above.
That makes sense.
So you could hear it more clearly on the radio.
Like that makes
yeah,
sense.
I think that's the logic behind it.
That's exactly news,
but with
too.
Newscasters, they
today, da-da-da-da-da.
Because they don't sound like that. How many newscasters on camera would sound like that, but then off camera sounded completely different?
Totally different.
Everybody. But, I think everybody,
but
right?
They were still kind of in very, almost everybody. They were way more like, okay, and here we go. And it feels like you have to do something like this.
I love
to
it.
Keep them in. Okay, and puppies.
We should do that voice.
It's all
for the tongue twisters
it's
today.
It's all a change. Like, when you're telling a serious story, you have to show what you're telling. But when you're telling a funny story, Owen, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, why weren't you an anchor?
It's so...
You would have crushed.
It would have taken years. That's honestly why I didn't pursue it.
Do you think you... Okay, so how old were you when you were doing that?
21, 22.
I wonder if, do you a think, babe. Like, by now, like, you pursued this career and you're in this,
oh, I would
you're
have,
at where you're at in this career.
Yeah.
Do you think you could have been a newscaster by now?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Just simply like, because of, like...
Like, on a local news...
You know, the years of working. Yeah, but for 5 years, you have to be, like, in Arkansas with just your camera set. Anyways.
Dude, what would... If you had the opportunity to be, like, a Dateline host... Like, would that be like...
I would love to do that.
You had the opportunity.
I love the guy who does the crazy start to the show, and he's in a helicopter or in a freaking car, and he goes, let's get going. And then, what does he say?
Oh, there's a whole montage. Is that America's Most Wanted?
Maybe.
I think so.
Always, there was a whole compilation where he goes, hey, get ready, so buckle up. And the car, like, speeds off. Mm-hmm. Or he's literally in a helicopter, and he's like, the buckle up. And then the helicopter flies away from the camera.
So good.
That's Hollywood.
That's so good.
That's Hollywood, baby.
America's
That's like
most...
Jeff Probst at the end where he like cuts through the jungle and gets in a helicopter and dives out of the helicopter, gets in a plane.
Jeff Probst... Season 45 of Survivor. God, I love
Jeff
him.
Probst serves sea.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
And he knows it.
He serves seashells by the seashore, if you know what I'm saying.
Whoa.
Yeah, he does. Tongue twisters. But yeah, I would definitely love to be a Dateline.
Oh, dude.
I mean, the back of my phone is literally Keith Morrison, a picture of Keith Morrison going, it was a beautiful day.
Really?
Or was it?
Really? Where
or
is that?
Was it?
My phone's out there. Fuck. I'll
Keith
show
Morrison,
it to you.
You know, like, he had to do something like Dateline.
They now have Dateline commercials that are like, and you can get Dateline Premium Plus with all the extra content. And he goes, can you? Yes, actually, you can. It's like he's using
his
voice.
A subscription service for just Dateline?
Yeah, and I'm debating getting it.
We don't want to go havesies.
Are you dead serious? Are you into that shit? I thought you didn't like it.
I should get that. You know what?
I don't know if you should do it.
I should get that for my mom. I feel like my mom would love that. My mom loves just the most horrible, like,
it is.
Crime stuff.
It is horrible.
Like, growing up, she was always just watching, like, horrible true crime. And I'd, like, walk out, and I'd, like, catch, like, 10 minutes of something. And I'd be like, well, that's horrible.
Yep.
It's the most horrifying thing I've ever heard. And then she'd find out I watched, like, a rated R movie. And she'd be like, you can't watch that. I'm like, what you have on the TV is nightmare fuel.
Nightmare.
Like, you're watching horrible stuff.
Me and your mom should hang out.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
She is definitely up to date on all the crime stuff.
She loves you. She talks about you.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be talking about you. Yes.
Yeah.
She loves
thinks
you.
You're very
funny. Oh, my God. I'm honored.
Everybody in my life also specifically says, like, they love you. Like,
what?
You have such an energy that, like, it's very appealing.
That's very sweet. We should all hang out.
I don't know why I laughed.
Corey's like, slice the wood off the side.
I chugged my coffee right before.
And we're all like, okay, let's get into those tongue twisters, shall we?
I'm sorry.
Do we want to?
Let's do news voice first.
News voice.
All right,
news
I will
voice.
Do my news voice. I think this would be my news voice.
Oh, yeah.
I think this would be my news voice.
You would slay
You're going a little AI in that.
I think this will be my news voice.
That's cool. Also, every news anchor is out of their fucking mind.
So I'm going to do the auto scroll, even though I think I might move too fast for it.
You want me to scroll it for you?
No.
She's professional.
She's a professional.
Fine. No, it's fine. He wants control. He wants control.
He wants control for men.
Control. For I think we've already
that
got
one's
that.
Not gonna sell.
I think that's already, unfortunately, too much of a thing. All right.
Shane,
here we go. I'm
going to
start with the classic. We're starting with Peter Piper, the classic.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's go, King.
Welcome to Channel 5 News. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where the peck pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay,
I kind of messed
that
up. Let me take that again. It moved faster than I thought it was going to be moving.
Yeah, we should have that happen.
Take two.
Okay.
Roll it back.
You can't. It's live. The news is
no,
already
No, it's not
happening.
Live. Not yet.
Now this is like a scary story.
Okay. Coming up, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Wow.
Whoa. It's a scary story, but you don't give a fuck.
I'm moving too fast. If I was telling a story that's awful, I'd be like, tragic news today as this came. I'm going Tom Brokaw.
Whoa.
I think I'm just going to be Tom Brokaw the rest of this. I think it's okay.
No,
tongue twister needs to be fast.
You crushed that.
I'm down for it to be fast.
I'm going to go full Tom Brokaw on this next one. We got the woodchuck one.
Yeah, we got it.
Full Tom Brokaw. If you don't know Tom Brokaw, you missed out.
You missed out.
The news from Tom Brokaw back in the 90s hit like a train. All right. Good evening. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's? I added the second tongue twister in there.
I think that's going too slow.
That was way too slow. Oh, all right. Fuck.
Yeah, we want it faster.
James is like, you want it faster? Okay.
James,
more. Okay, buckle up.
More!
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 Oh, God, here we go. How much would a woodchuck...
Hello?
I messed it up.
Hello?
Here we go.
Hello?
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How many Lowe's would Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
Whoa, you looked at me at the end. You barely looked at the script.
I don't even need it.
You're wild.
I have this one memorized, dude. The pick a peckle pickle peppers one.
Whoa.
That one's longer than I remember.
Excuse you?
Do you think you could?
Yeah, PP Piper.
Yeah, give it to Court.
You think you could do the Peter Piper?
I can do PP Piper, yeah.
PP
Piper?
Piper? Uh oh.
All right.
Uh oh.
You got this.
See, if I was a newscaster, I'd be like, in 3, 2.
It reminds me of the best clip ever where it's the newscasters and she goes, I'm so pale.
Oh, yeah,
it's like, you're on air. And she's like, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. It's the best.
News bloopers are actually my guilty pleasure.
It's so good.
Good morning. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of
Stop. Stop.
No.
It's her first day.
Peter Piper.
So, Sarah has to be fired now.
Sorry, I keep hitting this table, Scott.
Well, you're holding in your breath so deep.
Really?
You've got this.
Peter Piper.
I'm going to wake up at 3 a.m. tonight to hear Courtney somewhere else in the room being like, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. In the corner, just whispering it to herself. All right.
Okay, you got this.
Get your
Don't
head in the game.
Don't take such a deep breath because I feel like that fucked you.
Okay.
But you sounded
guys,
great.
Don't
Tongue
push
twisters
me over the edge.
For men.
You guys. Okay.
I can't.
Oh, no.
Take a shit?
Oh, no, she's done.
I got the giggles.
Sarah took a shit at
guys.
The anchor desk.
Guys, I have the giggles.
I don't think we're going to get there.
Hold on.
I actually don't think we're going
to. What happens if a newscaster, because like that, you have to be doing the news at that time. You can't go. What if it's like you have diarrhea?
You have to hold it.
You just have to
put a bucket under.
If you are like throwing up or something, you can go off and the other anchor will take over.
Okay.
Or there might be another anchor. There's usually not another anchor, but there could be a newscaster there.
It's like,
and they will
tap in.
But they will usually, they'll cut to a recording thing, a recorded thing.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did that help you?
Get your head in the game.
Yes.
But you have to hold it.
Okay.
Oof. Terrifying.
I think it's because I psyched myself out and I was really surprised by how I sounded when I said, good morning, or whatever.
It sounded really good.
It was really good. All right.
Good morning, Cincinnati. Peter Piper.
You keep fucking it up.
Lost it immediately.
You keep adding an extra word. Good morning, Cincinnati. But it sounds so good.
Why is this? I'm never going to be able to do this. Okay.
Yes, you
Got
can.
This. You
keep starting way
above the script.
Because
she's trying a black screen.
She's trying to give herself space.
I want to say hello. I want to say
good morning, Cincinnati.
I'm gone. Oh no!
All right, I'll take it back.
Don't you dare!
You do it so bad.
Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't get hired, but you know what? It's okay.
But hey, that's all right. You were here.
You were here. For momentarily.
Guys, this
they pulled
sucks.
They pulled her out. Like, 2 men had to take her out of the booth. They were like, we got to get her out of here.
I got it. I'm good.
You ready?
Yeah, just a little misty-eyed. Okay.
What should I say?
I like Good Morning Cincinnati. I really like that area.
Cincinnati is pretty good.
Okay, I'll do Cincinnati. Guys,
the people of Cincinnati need their news.
Once every 3 months, I get pushed over the edge and I get stuck in this, like,
I think the last time was TNTL.
Yeah, I couldn't catch a break. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys, this is life or death.
Okay.
Good morning, Cincinnati. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
You almost had
it. You almost had it. It was just a little too fast.
And it was going too fast, and you're like, Peter Piper picked it.
You gotta move fast.
But your voice was stunning.
Gotta move fast.
Soft and beautiful.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This episode is brought to you by Smalls. Shane, how are your cats, Birdie and Bones?
They're doing great. They're doing so well. You know, sometimes, though, when it comes to food, they can be a little picky.
Mm.
Birdie especially. But thankfully, our friends over at Smalls sent me some cat food, and they loved it. Some good stuff. They also sent this nice little bowl. Nice and elevated, because cats, it's a little more comfortable for them to eat like this.
And it's so cute.
I love the color.
Me too.
Smalls makes some incredible cat food. It is protein-packed and uses preservative-free ingredients. It started back in 2017 by two guys just making home-cooked food for cats. And now it's turned into this.
Well, we have a review here from a real Smalls customer. Elizabeth C. said, "My cat was always so-so with her usual food, but she is very enthusiastic about Smalls. Her breath is much better, and she poops much less frequently, and it does not smell disgusting like it used to."
Yeah. That
is that
happens.
A thing?
It can happen, man.
Their breath stinks?
Their breath can stink. Their bathroom situation can be bad.
Wow.
It matters what you're feeding your cat.
You know, Smalls is so confident that they give you a risk-free trial with the food. So if your cat doesn't like the food, they will completely refund you.
And 88% of customers claim that after switching over to Smalls, they saw health benefits to their cats.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and all of that, and it can be delivered all straight to your door.
I love that. What are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve. For a limited time only, because you are a Smoshmouth listener, you can get 35% off Smalls plus an additional 50% off your first order by using my code Smoshmouth. That's an additional 50% off when you head to smalls.com and use promo code Smoshmouth. Again, that's promo code Smoshmouth for an additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
All right, we're gonna move this thing to the wide. All right. I'll do this next one. Okay, here we go. This is after the Rob Lowe one, which I crushed.
Mm.
Mm.
Good evening. Fred fed Ted bread, and Ted fed Fred bread.
Wow.
I didn't want that to keep happening.
Never again.
This is just a funny
listening
one.
Listening to that was so bizarre.
Fred fed Ted bread, and Ted fed Fred bread.
In bed.
Can either of you crush that one?
Yeah.
In bed.
Good morning, New York City. Fred fed Ted bread, and Ted fed Fred bread in bed, those sick little boys. That's so weird that mine said that and yours didn't.
I know, that's odd.
Yeah, let me do
Court,
mine.
You do it.
Good evening. No, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry, guys. This is so stupid. It's not that funny. Okay.
Good evening, Cincinnati. Fred fed Ted bread, and Ted fed Fred bread in bed, and then he gave each other heads. Good night.
Yes. That was really good.
I couldn't do it.
You did it, though.
This next one. He threw three free throws. He threw three free throws. That one's really hard.
He threw three free throws.
Anyways, I'm going to do it.
Now throw three free throws.
Oh, I missed.
That was
What?
Oh, I hit the rim.
You don't often get them, huh?
Oh!
Oh, you knocked it over.
Oh, I got it again.
Now throw three free throws. Oh, that was to you.
Podcast for men, am I right?
Literally.
Come on!
Podcast for men, that.
Oh, dude,
literally that.
No, if Dude Perfect had a podcast, it would just be that.
I love
you just,
it.
It would just be the sounds of basketballs hitting the rim.
And then going, ah!
Okay, here's this next one.
Okay.
I'm just going to run a train. I'm gonna just blast through. Watch me blast through the rest of them. I'm going to press the auto scroll, and I'm just going to hit all of these.
You wish.
And nothing is going to stop me.
You wish.
Okay, King.
He threw 3 free throws. 6-6, 6-6 hicks, Nick 6 slick bricks with picks and sticks.
Killing it.
Careful with that one.
Freaking killing it.
All right, here we go. This next one's long. I got it. A tree toad loved a she toad who lived up in a tree. He was a two-toed tree toad, but a three-toed load was she. The two-toed tree toad tried to win the three-toed she toad's heart. For the two-toed tree toad loved the ground that the three-toed tree toad trod. But the two-toed tree toad tried in vain. He couldn't please her whim. From her tree toed bower, with her three-toed power, the she toad vetoed him.
I hated that.
That was embarrassing.
I'm not the fig plucker or the fig plucker's son, okay, but I'll pluck those figs till the fig plucker comes.
My God.
I think you need to censor that one.
Selena, where did you find these tongue twisters?
Selena.
That's the end of that one. So that's the end of my tongue twisters.
Uh-huh.
Next up is Courtney.
Whoa, we all have different ones.
I'm so excited.
Are you still in Cincinnati?
No.
Oh,
she's moving.
Yeah, some of those are scary. Yeah. Some of those I'm like, hey, whoa.
I'm trying
to say these fast. I'm trying to say them accurately.
Yeah, fig plucker.
But the
that
stakes.
That one just doesn't
that was wild.
Work.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Hey. Slow down, fig plucker.
All right, Courtney, how
fig
you feel?
I'm feeling really good.
Is your head in the game?
Yes, it's really in the game. I really am happy about this one that she picked for me.
Okay.
Do you know this one?
No.
Okay.
You also don't have to do anchor voices. You can choose whatever voice you want.
Okay, what
That's
do you
what I always say. You can do whatever voice you want at all.
You can do
your voice
whatever
is your
you
voice
want.
And nobody can
I'll
tell
do,
you.
I'll do Call Her Daddy. Good morning. Wait, what did she say? It's your favorite founding father. Good morning, Cincinnati. A tutor who tooted the flute tried to teach two young tutors to toot. Said the two to the tutor, is it harder to toot or tutor toot? Tutors toot.
Something happened in the middle there, and I'm not sure what.
I blacked out. I'm going to be honest.
Toot, toot, tutor.
Tutor, toot.
Titter tit tat.
I like the news one better. I think I have more fun with the news one.
Do the news one.
Look, there's a reason they do it.
Yeah, exactly. It has a cadence. Where are you?
I need time to say hello.
Good morning, Hollywood. These are their stories. Betty Botter bought some butter, but said she, the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my bitter batter better. So she bought some better butter, better than the bitter butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter butter. Better, better. So 'twas better Betty Botter bought some better butter.
Crushed
wow.
That one, they want you to say she put it in her butt so bad.
Honestly,
you can tell.
You can tell where they want
you. While you were reading that, I kind of want to like read smutty books on here.
What?
You don't need to be here. Just me by myself.
You want to read some horny books to our audience?
I don't know.
We should try to find, because there's some absolutely absurd erotic novels out there. We should find the most absurd excerpts from them.
I think so.
Read them without laughing.
Just putting it out there.
Can you do this one too? Can you say it sultry?
Yeah. All right, here we go. Betty Botter bought some butter, but said she, the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my bitter batter better. So she bought some better butter, better than the bitter butter, but in her better bitter batter. It's moving too fast. It's moving too fucking fast.
It
Hold
is
on.
Making me very
Let
overwhelmed.
Let me take it again. Let me take it again. Let me
going.
Take it again. Let me take it again. I got this. Betty Botter bought some butter, but said she, the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my bitter batter better. So she bought some better butter, better than the bitter butter. But put it in her batter, bitter batter, made her better, bitter batter better. So 'twas better Betty Botter bought some better butter.
Oh, God.
I did okay.
Good job.
That was like 90s Keanu Reeves vibe.
Yeah,
like
dude.
7
okay,
out of 10.
Bitter better. Batter.
Bitter better butter.
Bitter batter better.
Better. 7 out of 10.
Make your better batter.
That was hard. Hard to witness.
This next one looks rough.
This one looks rough.
This
and
is
I
you.
Want to do a Disney princess voice or something.
Okay.
Do it. The word, just because of the words that are in it.
Yep.
Vibes. Okay, ready?
Vibes.
Ready?
Vibes.
I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish.
You destroyed that one.
That was crushed.
Can I say, I think the ones with S's are the ones where I will struggle the most.
Yeah, I think there's some consonants for that are like more challenging than others for like different people, you know?
The T ones, I'm like, I'm not better, badder, bitter. Like, I can do that. Wishes and like the three free throws. So let me see. Oh, I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish. Okay.
W's, not bad.
I got those
W's.
I think it's tree.
I got those W's.
Tree, free, all that. I think it's hard. Harder.
I think it's P's. I think P's and T-H's can be hard.
You got this wish one. You don't have to. That's the full thing right there.
I wish to wish. Nope. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish.
Crushed
Ew.
It.
Ew! That one's hard.
It is hard.
It's too many of wishes.
Swish, I thought it's easier than I thought it would be, though.
Too many wishes.
Okay.
Say in British.
Say in
one,
British.
This one commands us to say it in
I
British.
I can do that. Are you copper bottoming him?
It says, are you copper bottoming him?
Okay.
M.
Okay, I think I got this, guys. Are you copper bottoming him, my man? No, I'm aluminiuming him, man. Aluminium.
And by the way, British people, they say aluminium.
Yes, that's right. And that's what I tried to do.
What?
They say aluminium.
Aluminium instead
which
of aluminum.
Is actually,
aluminium.
Which is actually, if you look at the spelling of aluminum,
aluminium.
It doesn't make sense.
And
we completely
then they
ignore
say
the
schedule.
I.
Schedule.
Schedule. Your schedule.
Your schedule.
Your schedule.
Your schedule, sir. Okay.
All right, let's do another one.
That one's really hard.
Good evening. Mr. C owned a saw, and Mr. Soar owned a seesaw. Now, seesaws, saw, sawed, sore, seesaw, before sore, saw, see, which made sore, sore. Ha, ha, ha.
This one is nuts.
This is crazy.
This one is out of its mind.
You got spooked.
Okay.
This one's hard.
I'm going to do this again.
Mr. C owned a saw, and Mr. Soar owned a seesaw. Now, seesaw sawed sore seesaw before sore saw sea, which made sore sore. Had sore seen seesaw before seesaw soared seesaw. Seesaw saw 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 saw.
See, if you, like, miss one word, you're fucked.
You're so gone. You can just scroll yourself on this one. This one's brutal.
Had sore seen seesaw before seesaw sore seesaw.
So hard.
Seesaw would not have sawed sore seesaw. So seesaw sawed sore seesaw. But it was sad to see sore so sore just because seesaw sawed sore seesaw.
That's insane.
Sawing someone's seesaw. That's so fucked up.
And sore saw.
Don't ever do that.
And see sore saw.
Oh, this one's a good one because it has my favorite bird name in it.
Birdie?
That's my cat's name, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You've never met her. Most people haven't because she's so shy.
I've never met her, but I've seen her.
Yeah, you've seen her. What do you declare? Like, what do you classify as, like, meeting a cat?
Touching them.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've never touched Birdie.
Okay. Does anybody else want to try the seesaw one?
No.
Yeah. How does it... How do you... Mr. C owned a saw, and Mr. Soar owned a seesaw. Now seesaw sawed sore seesaw before sore saw sea, which made sore sore. Had sore seen seesaw before seesaw sore seesaw, she saw would not have sawed sore seesaw. So seesaw sawed sore seesaw, but it was sad to see sore so sore just because seesaws sawed sore seesaw.
Okay, so you added a few words in there.
That was so good. You
know. I am exhausted. Sore and all the seesaws.
Yeah, S ones kill me.
They're really hard.
She sells seashells down by the seashore.
That's not even on the
screen. Because I remember when I first heard that one, that I struggled with that.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
And when you couldn't do a tongue twister back in the day, you felt like you failed.
I know.
Were like, fuck.
I was like, oh, I'm done. I guess I'll stop talking.
Yeah, I guess I'll stop talking forever.
All right, you got this next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just flexing my jaw muscles.
Sure.
Really quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, New York. Birdie birdie in the sky laid a turdy in my eye. If cows could fly, I'd have a cow pie in my eye.
That one's just silly.
That one's just a silly, goofy one. Good morning, New York.
This next one is an absolute trap.
Yeah, exactly. This old 70s.
It's trying to get you to say something naughty.
Like what?
Exactly.
It's trying to get you to say pleasant fucker.
You can't say that here.
It's because it says, okay, for context, it starts off with, I'm not the pheasant plucker. It's trying to get you to say pheasant fucker or pleasant fucker.
Or peasant fucker.
So you've done this before.
Peasant fucker, yeah. That one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, peasant fucker, that one too.
Yeah.
God, tongue twisters for men.
I'm not the pleasant fucker.
Your turn, Court. Oh, wait, what's your voice? You're going to do Good Morning, New York?
I'm going to do Good Morning, New York. Good evening, New York. I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucking's done.
You annihilated that.
Killed that. Fucking killed that.
Way to go.
Thanks, guys.
Well done.
That was
I guess
awesome.
It wasn't what.
It wasn't. Can I do it?
You can't read it off that. It's too close.
I'm not the pleasant fucker. I'm the pleasant fucker's son. I'm only fucking pleasants to the pleasant fucker.
You fucked it. That was bad.
Let me see how fast I can say it without saying that. I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker.
Literally done.
I was genuinely trying.
Let
not
me
to
try.
Say
that. I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucking's done. You fuck.
You did it.
Good. It's fun to do it in that.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Boys. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Shane, where is all your money going?
I know where it's going because I keep track of it thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. And it's been doing that for me for years now. There is no subscription that I don't know about. But I did. Before I had Rocket Money, there were plenty.
Oh, yeah.
I had lost track. There was somewhere I was like, I haven't used this in over a year.
And you're just wasting money on it.
It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man, like that over the course of a year, that's $100 or so.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, I could have used that on something I really wanted. But nowadays, I'm only spending my money on things I want, and it feels good.
And that is?
Thanks to Rocket Money.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth today. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
Back to the show.
Let's do it.
That's all right, so Amanda, we have yours now.
Yeah. Amanda's are all just Harambe Bay, baby by the bay. Harambe by the bay.
Bay. I'm not the pleasant fucker, son. Oh, no, S's. S's are so hard.
That's what I always say. That's what I'm always saying, dude.
Guys, what the heck is happening?
Good morning, Chicago. Silly Sally swiftly shooed seven silly sheep. The seven silly sheep, Silly Sally shooed. Shilly shallied south. These sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sleep should sleep in a shed.
Nope.
This woman is drunk off her ass.
I think we're going to say that's a fail.
This is really hard. Okay, wait. Silly Sally swiftly shooed seven silly sheep. The seven silly sheep, Silly Sally shooed shilly shallied south. These sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sheep should sleep in a shed. You fucks tried.
Sheep shack, baby.
It is so hard to go from sleep to sheep.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm gonna crush this one.
Okay, sure.
Good evening. Silly Sally swiftly shooed seven silly sheep. The seven silly sheep Silly Sally shooed shilly-shallied south. These sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sheep should sleep in a shed.
Okay.
Woo!
S's are my kryptonite, I guess. You win.
Doing the Tom Brokaw voice helps me.
Court, mm-hmm. You want to try?
With Tom Brokaw, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
That's what they always say.
That's what they always say.
Silly Sally swiftly shooed seven silly sheep. The seven silly sheep. Oh, God. Silly Sally shooed. Shilly. This is hard for me. Silly Sally swiftly shooed seven silly sheep. The seven silly sheep. Silly Sally shooed. Shilly shallied. Sal, these sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sheep should sheep or shade.
Okay. I feel vindicated. Thank you.
The quieter you are, the harder it is. Like, the more, like, you just friggin', the more powerful you go,
yeah.
It's
sheep
easier.
Should shape in a shed. Sheep should shape in a shed.
Okay, here we go.
Good evening, New York. Luke licks.
Oh.
Good evening, New York. Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luck's duck licks lakes. Duck takes licks in lakes. Luke Luck licks. Luke Luck takes licks in lakes. Luck's duck licks.
You're just saying random
That's
stuff now.
That's not it.
That is not
they
it.
They want you to say Luke's dick.
They
don't
do,
like
they
this.
Do want to say Luke licks dick.
Luke likes dick.
Hey, Luke licks dicks. Tongue twisters for men. Let's just get to it.
This visually is such a funny one.
You guys need to try it because I'm not good at this.
Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Licks.
I'm going to say something nasty.
Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luck's duck licks lakes. Duck takes licks in lakes. Luke Luck likes. Luke Luck takes licks in lakes. Two Luke licks. Luke duck likes.
Okay. So okay. That happened.
So that occurred.
Luke Luck like licks.
That's like, they want you to
see
say,
if you can do
Luke
this.
Likes, takes dick.
Yeah, Luke's takes dick in the lake.
Luke's duck takes dick.
Oh, my God.
Tongue twisters.
Who's writing these tongue twisters? Like, how do I get people to say naughty
some
things?
Some weird nerd.
Some guy.
Some felon.
Delete
How'd
it.
You get your felony? Well, I was writing some tongue twisters.
I ruined a news anchor's life.
Made people
television.
Crazy.
Good evening. Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luke's duck licks.
Nope.
Yeah, Luke's duck licks lakes. Duck takes licks in lakes. Luck likes. Luke Luck takes licks in lakes. Luke's duck likes.
Do you think this is how kids had fun in the 1800s?
Definitely.
Definitely. No, they were drinking
Definitely.
Whiskey.
They're like, Billy, come down to the basement and read tongue twisters with I.
1800s? No, they were in the mines. So
they had to have a lunch break.
They weren't having fun.
I don't think they did.
No. I don't think they did.
There was no breaks.
Like,
they were
long.
On ships. They were in mines.
They were
working.
Inside machines.
If you were
terrible.
10, you were a man
working.
Grown.
Have you ever seen Snowpiercer?
Yes.
The little kids in the train.
Is that Jennifer Connelly?
Have you seen the video of how
was it?
Snowpiercer is connected to Willy Wonka?
No. It's pretty crazy. It's a pretty crazy conspiracy theory.
No.
I have to show you that video.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh my God, maybe I can make you watch it, but it's so long. I want to make you watch it on URL.
There's a movie and a TV show, Snowpiercer.
Here's the thing. Oh, God. I want to do... Oh, no, I can't talk shop right now like that.
Why not? Talk shop.
No.
We can talk anything
pitching.
Here.
Look at you, a pitching machine. You got a show?
Pitching.
Now you're pitching all sorts of stuff.
Pitching bitch. She pitches the bitch.
That's a good tongue twister.
It's all bleeped.
Look at this. Wow. That was
what
good.
What were you going to say?
I just was going to say that was good.
No, what were you going to say? You were going to say,
like,
look at this.
The look like this bitch pitches...
you can't call me that.
You calling your wife? You calling your wife? Look at this bitch.
Check out this bitch. Positively using that word.
Check out this bitch. She's pitching.
Wow, this bitch is incredible.
This bitch. Pitching this pitch.
People will be like, sorry. I don't know
this
how to feel.
This bitch is incredible. All right.
Here we go.
Another one.
To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark, dark in a palatial.
What?
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 Pestilential.
Okay. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark, dark in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap, chippy chopper with a big black block.
Okay. Oh, okay, a lot of emphasis there.
As he gobbled the cakes on his plate, the greedy ape said as he ate, the greener green grapes are, the keener keen apes are, to gobble green gape cakes. Nope. They're great.
You said so much there.
Selena messed me up.
Who?
Selena.
Who?
Where were you looking?
Selena messed me up. Do you want to try the
Give me the
gobbling?
First and last name of the author of this.
This is,
I just imagine you're Stephanie getting pulled Meyer. Over. Imagine getting pulled over by the police and you're listening to this podcast and that part is on as
it's
the cop
like,
walks up to your car.
Black block.
This is, who wrote this?
It's like, gotta be like, Stephanie sorry, I'm listening Meyer. To scary stories to tell in the dark.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay, good luck.
I'm scared. I think I'm gonna say a lot of fucked up shit.
Great.
To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper with a big black block. As he gobbled the cakes on his plate, the greedy ape said as he ate, the greener green grapes are, the keener keen apes are, to gobble green grape cakes, they're great.
Okay, crush that.
Okay, you did great.
Crush that. Your turn. Gobbler.
Come on, cake gobbler.
I'm not trying that one. Whoa, wait, this is a longer...
No, no, you can't just... No, you can't skip over that. You have to try
this
it.
This is not yours. These
what
are not
are you
yours?
Talking about?
I just swap it over. I start playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, I know, literally. This, these are her.
What are you talking about?
You have
all
to do
right,
it. Yeah, do it like that.
Good evening, Milwaukee. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper with a big black block. As he gobbled the cakes on his plate, the greedy ape said as he ate, the greener green grapes are, the keener keen apes are, to gobble green grape cakes. They're great.
You suck. Honestly, it's unfortunate how good you are.
I need those basketballs again so I can just start
it's
throwing
so
them.
It's so lame.
Here we go. We're leveling up. We got some pleasant fucker.
He's
here.
Actually good.
Dude, I actually, can I be honest?
You're actually good?
I think a couple years ago, I would have sucked at this, but I think
Reddit
truly reading Reddit stories all day, like, I have gotten so much better at pronunciation from just doing it.
You've done a really good
so
job.
So much, and also just reading and... processing it. I have moments now.
Reddit stories helped you with that tongue twister.
This isn't good. This isn't good. I have moments where I catch myself like zoning out while I'm reading.
Whoa.
And I will read like paragraphs and I'll be like, I actually was zoned out. Sorry, I was like thinking about something else. And I read it all clearly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's nuts. And so there's times where people are like, oh, they missed like this huge part of the story. I'm like, yeah, I zoned out a little bit on that one. Mm-hmm. Like, and I sometimes now take it back or I like.
That means you're zoning out on Reddit stories.
I'm not zoned. It doesn't happen that often. Like, that's not, I'm not usually
I'm
able
kidding.
To.
I'm
kidding. Even if it does happen once, it's because you've been, sorry.
But it's just, it's
not,
more,
you're
it's more.
You're not using your shampoo.
Yeah, my God, you're not using your shampoo for men. You're covered.
There's cat hair everywhere.
Because you read, sometimes you have like a couple episodes in a day. You're reading
I'm reading,
a lot.
We've done like 3 episodes in a day. So like by the third one, I can sometimes just kind of, it's more than I'm saying it's crazy that I'm at this stage though. I never have been able to do that. But
yeah.
From doing it so much.
I sometimes
now.
Will read a whole page and go, I don't know what I said.
Oh, if
I'm
silently
thinking.
Reading all the time. I have to reread pages nonstop.
Are you reading your books out loud?
Oh my God,
can
I
you
wish.
Imagine?
I wish.
She's sleeping and you're like, I ventured down to the mountains.
I wish. But I'm very surprised I haven't like heard you talking in your sleep like a fake Reddit story that your dream conjured up.
I don't dream about Reddit stories too much. I never.
No, I
don't
also, I
also don't remember any of my dreams.
You don't remember most of your dreams, yeah.
So you just die when you go to sleep.
I've said it's like fast travel. I clock out fast.
He does.
I'm
just like
so
bam, and I wake
jealous.
Up and I wake up and I get out of bed and I just go.
No, this morning, can I just say your alarm went off and then it's this is what I do, 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 do. Like you turned it off and went back to sleep.
You
so
did?
Like, not exaggerating the space of
it's
time.
It's awesome. I can be out.
I don't understand it.
And I remember turning it off.
I'm
so
jealous.
I woke up, I turned it off and I said,
Power
it's
down.
Freaking awesome. No, I can fall asleep. I can lay, if I'm like, I'm about to lay down in bed and I'm going to be gone.
I don't think you fall asleep. I think you dive asleep.
I truly think I pass away.
I'm so jealous of that because that does not happen with me. I go to bed and I'm like, all right, let me think about every moment in my day where I said something weird.
Yeah. Mm. No, I take like 10 minutes for my body to settle. Does anybody else have that where it's like, yes. Oh, this hair on my neck is perfectly not letting me sleep. Oh, this pillow isn't perfectly shaped.
Yep. I'm like,
ugh. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I move around like 100 times.
Yeah.
I mean, we make the joke where it's like, imagine this is a pillow, though, where it's just like, all right, anyways.
Literally. That's literally you.
Oh, it's truly.
I'm jealous.
And then I wake up and I'm like, I'm out. I'm getting out of bed.
He's up.
Oh,
as soon
that.
As I decide to wake up, I'm like, bam, and I go.
I snooze like 4 times.
See, because I
can't snooze.
When we have early call times, I'm like, okay, I want to go to the gym before, so if I only have so much time, so I got to get up and go.
Go to the gym.
It's psycho in so many
go
ways.
Go to the gym.
Go to the gym.
Go on call jam.
Go to the gym. Okay.
Like that. All right, we've got the mother pheasant plucker back. This one's on
this
hard
is longer.
Mode.
This is hard mode.
Guys, it is back with a vengeance.
Hang on really quick.
Spirit of vengeance. Ghost Rider.
Bless okay. you.
Sorry. Just didn't want to be just
burping during my ghostwriter joke is crazy.
I said one second. You were done talking, and then I said 1 second, and then you decided to start talking while I burped. And maybe I'm remembering this wrong. But to say that is
ridiculous. Burping during my ghostwriter joke.
I'm gonna start saying pestilential.
What does that mean?
I've never even heard of it.
What does it mean?
Pestilence?
Pestilent?
Yeah, like a pest.
You don't know. Pestilential, you don't know what it means.
Pestilence, it's one of the plagues, guys.
Oh my God.
One of the four horsemen.
Don't be a bitch about it.
My wife, the bitch, she's pitching.
After the guy wrote Revelation, someone was just like, don't be a bitch, dude. Like, okay, so the world's going to end. All right, dude. Selena, shut up, bro.
Relating to or tending to cause infectious diseases.
Infectious disease.
So tending to cause,
but I don't understand there's plague.
Tending
and then there's
to cause
pestilence.
Infectious diseases. Like, couldn't even on. Say that.
Yeah, you said pest.
Pestilence and plague are like, I'm like, come on, what's the difference?
You're wrong.
I'm a mother pheasant plucker. I pluck mother pheasants. I'm the most pleasant mother pheasant plucker to ever pluck a mother pheasant. I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant's fucker.
Better speed up.
What?
You better speed it up.
I hate this shit.
All right, here we go. Anakin.
Hate.
Anakin be like.
Sorry, is it a Star Wars reference?
Oh, I know, Anakin. They did this to me another time ago. Where it was where Anakin lived. Where does Anakin live?
Oh, well, he lived in Tatooine. We were talking about Luke, but Anakin also did live there. Now, I was wrong. Luke wasn't born there.
Yeah, you were wrong.
People corrected me on that.
And the commenters got after you, and I'm so
they were
so
pretty pissed
glad.
That Luke was not born on Tatooine, which I, of course, on Tatooine. He just lived there with his aunt and uncle, who for some reason look like they're from Santa Fe.
Okay, whoa.
She's wearing a denim
it's
jacket in A New Hope.
Wait,
she does not deserve that string.
What's his name in that?
She looks like she's from Santa Fe.
Joel, not Joel, the actor. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
Don't do the thing.
There's a guy, yeah.
You still haven't gotten bingo.
Wow.
What else do I need to do, Selena?
I know. I don't know.
What else is on the list, Selena?
I don't know.
I think I've done everything.
Do this one. Okay. You got it.
I'm a mother pheasant plucker. I pluck mother pheasants. I'm the most pleasant mother pheasant plucker to ever pluck a mother pheasant. I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's wife. I've been plucking mother pheasants my whole pheasant plucking life. I'm not the pheasant plucker. I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. I'm only plucking pheasants because the pleasant fucker's late.
Nice.
Whoa, pleasant fucker's late.
Is that what it actually says there at the end? It's
no.
Plucker, huh?
It's pheasant plucker.
Oh. We don't need to go up and check it.
Yeah, it doesn't allow you to scroll back up.
No, it's
up
crazy.
For some
I actually
reason.
Can't get back up there. So
here,
I guess
it's right. Like this, and then you go like
because the pheasant plucker's late.
We're good.
Because the pheasant plucker's late. So
pheasant
they got you.
But that's the joke.
They got you. They gotcha.
They got me.
Give this. This one's a good one. Do
this last one's great.
Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. Give
Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup.
Give Papa a cup of proper coffee. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup.
You sound like a sitcom dad when you say it like that.
Whoa, give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup.
Can you do H. John Benjamin?
Oh, H. John Benjamin, or are you talking about...
No, I want H. John Benjamin.
Oh, you're talking about fucking Bob's Burgers?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, I gotta try to get into it a little bit better. Okay.
Oh.
Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. I'm not doing H. John Benjamin that well right now.
Yeah, but your voice sounds pretty good.
Okay, Lynn. Yeah, all right, getting there. Okay. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. I was just kind of myself.
That's pretty good.
I was just kind of myself.
Wow, you're really backpedaling.
Yeah, but then I'll try to go over to here to Patrick Warburton. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup.
That's actually really good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Getting Arby's later.
Do you want to do a voice?
I don't know if I have a voice.
Yes, I can do.
Do I have a voice?
I guess I can do this.
What's your name?
I know
who you're doing.
I used to be able to do it. Wait.
Harry Potter. Maggie Smith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter. Give. No, this is more like Maggie Smith. It's kind of like up here.
Yes.
It's kind of. Is it like here?
Downton Abbey.
No, this is actually the other one. Downton Abbey. Voldemort. Get to your houses, students. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. That's not it, because I can't do it.
It's okay.
Get to your houses, students.
R.I.P. Maggie Smith.
We crushed these. I think we did really well.
That was intense.
That was tough.
Woo. Oh, I spit.
No. Gross.
Ew.
Clip it.
Clip it. You're sick.
Clip it.
I'm going to start my own podcast.
What is it going to be called?
URL.
Which is You're Really Loser right now, Shane.
You're Really Loser. Wait, what else does this stand for?
Check out Earl over on Smosh-a-like.
My name is Earl over on Smosh-a-like.
What were you going to say?
URL. Under right. Living. No. Under.
URL. You are lovely.
What the hell?
Again, ick. You gave me the ick two times today. That's it. You're done. Ick Valley.
Ick
Valley. That's awesome.
Guys, go see URL, Courtney's new show on Smosh Alike.
Every other Wednesday. Check it out. Guests, Smosh, Boke, alike.
What time does it come out?
We are talking about the internet Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Good morning, Smosh alike. It is now news at 11 a.m.
I love
Pretty
it.
Pretty cool.
I love it.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
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 The show.
Yeah, do it just like that.
I'll do it. Whoa.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. Shane. Oh, no. This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. No. This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. Shane. No. This is bad. Woo! This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. I'm scared now. Now we're fucked. Okay.
Can we include this at the end of the episode?
No. Can we? Yes, we can. That's ZocDoc. That's ZocDoc. No.
Back to the show.
Okay. Let's go.
I hope we can use that. Can we please use that take? Can we please?
That was awesome. I genuinely cannot look at you. This is you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.